Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dale Willman. Just a few days remain before Election Day in Georgia, where voters will decide whether Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock or Republican challenger Herschel Walker will represent them in the U.S. Senate. Neither candidate received enough votes in November to avoid this runoff election, and observers say the results could be close. Member station WABE Sam Gringlass says there's one group of voters he's watching very carefully.
I am keeping my eyes on 18 to 29-year-olds in Georgia. This is a group that broke heavily for Democrats, but their share of the electorate actually dropped in November over the last midterm. And older age brackets, they vote at way higher rates than these younger people do. But for the runoff, the Warnock campaign and voter outreach groups have amped up their canvassing on campuses.
And that, Gringlass says, could provide a boost to Warnock. The city of Richmond, California, will settle one of its city council races with a random drawing after the vote ended in a tie. Catherine Monahan of member station KQED reports.
Election officials counted the ballots by hand to confirm. Both Andrew Butt and Cesar Zepeda received exactly 1,921 votes. The perfect tie triggered an obscure city protocol. Each candidate will now write their name on a piece of paper, place it into a green envelope, and then the city clerk will draw one of the envelopes from a bag after each candidate shakes the bag once. Here's candidate Andrew Butt.
It's totally surreal, and it just feels very bizarre, frankly, that after all the effort and all the votes, that it would ultimately come down to pure luck.
The drawing will take place next week at the city clerk's office. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Monahan.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is criticizing the level that his Western allies have set for a price cap on Russian oil exports. He says the $60 a barrel cap is not a serious decision. The BBC's Danny Eberhard reports.
President Zelensky voiced his frustration in his nightly address. Any losses of revenue the cap caused Russia, he suggested, could be comfortably absorbed. He added that it would not stop either Russia's war in Ukraine or its attempts to destabilize those Western countries that are imposing the measure. Earlier, the Kremlin said it would not accept the cap, which comes into force on Monday. It's previously threatened to cut oil supplies to those applying it. Ukraine's allies will seek to deny insurance to tankers bringing oil to countries that ignore the cap.
The BBC's Danny Eberhard. Donovan Edwards ran for 185 yards and his score is number two. Michigan beat Purdue 43-22 in the Big Ten championship game. Tulane, meanwhile, tore past UCF in the ACC championship game, winning 45-28. In Arlington, Texas, it took a field goal in overtime for number 13 Kansas State to pull out a win over number three TCU. Ty Zentner had the winning kick. You're listening to NPR News from New York. The Nicaraguan government of Daniel Ortega continues to receive international condemnation for its human rights violations. The State Department has placed it on a blacklist of governments violating religious freedoms. Maria Martin has more.
Nicaragua joins Cuba on the list of governments in the Western Hemisphere that the State Department says harass, threaten, jail, and kill individuals because of their beliefs. The government of Daniel Ortega has been at odds with the Catholic Church since 2018, when church leaders spoke out against attacks on government opponents. One study has documented nearly 400 attacks against the church, whom the Ortega government accuses of plotting a coup against it. Priests and bishops have been detained and forced into exile, as has an order of Mother Teresa's nuns. The government has also closed Catholic radio stations and banned traditional religious processions. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
The U.S. World Cup team's hopes for moving into the quarterfinals were dashed on Saturday.
The Netherlands lived up to its advanced billing as one of Europe's best, dominating the U.S. in a 3-1 victory in the tournament's first knockout stage match. Knockout means just that. The U.S. is out. Its World Cup is over, while the Netherlands, ranked 8th in the world, moves on to the quarterfinals against the winner of a round of 16 match between Argentina and Australia.
That's NPR's Tom Goldman, who's reporting from the site of the games in Doha. Argentina, meanwhile, is moving into the quarterfinals to play Netherlands after beating Australia by a score of 2-1. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News in New York.